From the heartland of America to every nation on Earth, this is Jack Van Impe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Impe.
Hello, and welcome to Jack Van Impe Presents. Once again, as I've said so very, very often, it is a joy to be with you. But on the other hand, I'm sorry that I have to give you some very, very serious headlines from around the globe. This first one, Israel prepares for Armageddon. Americans and Canadians leave home to wage jihad for ISIS. Americans, Canadians, what's that all about?
There's a lot of dissatisfaction right now because these guys there are mainly from America, Canada, Britain, and all the European nations of Muslims who are citizens in those countries who are coming there to Syria to train and fight with these birds. And guess what? Then all go back to their own nations and start holy jihad in all their countries, including America and Canada. We're in trouble.
You know, Jack, I've heard you talk so often about a one-world government, you know, a one world that's controlled by a certain group of people or government. Is this going to happen soon?
Oh, this is choice. 500 years ago, Martin Luther and John Calvin, great theologians, said that when this world empire comes on that beast in Daniel chapter 2, verses 32 and 33, there will be two legs, two separate entities. And they said one will be Islamic and the other will be the Western world. It's here. Now, this book definitely teaches there's going to be a one world empire and one world religion. And 1 John 2:18 says, Antichrist shall come. And many believe that that is the one mentioned in Revelation 13, verse 1. And he has power over all kindreds, tongues, people, and nations, verse 7. And all the world worships him. That's what these guys in Islam want right now as the caliphs. But it goes on to say in verse 11 that he has a religious leader. But this fellow is connected with Christianity because he has the two horns of a lamb. And that's Jesus, the Lamb of God, to take away the sins of the world. But this Lamb, representing Christianity, controls all the people. So you got two people working here, Islam and the Roman Empire, okay? And here's how he does it. Causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in the right hand or forehead that no man but buy or sell, save he that had been marked or the name of the beast. 666. So we're not going to try to say who the Antichrist is going to be or this. There's been too much speculation about that over the years. Islam teaches that they have an Antichrist who will come. And so does Christianity. But we know that it's going to be someone who controls the whole world. And I'm telling you, Islam is working toward that goal, as you're going to see before we close this program. Stay tuned.
You know, Jack, I could not help but be shocked at some of the headlines I'm going to give right now, because in the past few months, we have learned that some Americans, some Canadians, some British citizens are becoming a part of the radical jihadists. Did you ever imagine you'd see that? Syria is breeding Western terrorists, U.S. warns. Going on, Americans leave home to wage jihad for ISIS. Ah, Americans. Going on, returning terrorists, a serious threat to who? Canada. There you got the U.S., there you got Canada. And then Syria, Al-Qaeda linked group shows off new British recruits. There you've got Great Britain. Many are leaving those wonderful countries to go and become terrorists. And then going on, shocking new reports are coming out of Iran. A defector from Iran has revealed that the Revolutionary Guards are using mosques around the globe, including some in the United States, as terror command centers, including mosques in New York, New Jersey, and Ohio. As long as America exists, we will not rest. Oh, my, Jack. I'm quite amazed. I want to back up to something here, and that is the thing that broke my heart about those articles. Americans, Canadians, Great Britain citizens, they're leaving their homeland and going to train as terrorists.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've been so burdened this week since I heard the Huckabee show, and he had a leading admiral and a colonel. And these men documented that there are 3,000 American men now training in Syria to come back and kill us here. Mr. President, you better keep that army strong, because they're going to have to defend us and get them out of those places and come home. We need protection. It's coming. Out of Minneapolis, 15 Somalis just went to train. And the problem is they're coming from all the Western nations, Germany, Belgium, Holland, Finland, name it, France. And all of them are citizens of those countries, and they've got legal passports to get in and out. That makes it even more dangerous. And we're going to see bloodshed. Who are these men? They are Judas Iscariots to America. They are turncoats, Benedict Arnolds. And I would think that 2 Timothy 3:1-5 pictures this type of person. This know also the last day, perilous, dangerous time shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God. From such, turn away! Man, we need to get our militias get fired up. America's in trouble, and so is Canada. So is Britain. They've already adopted Sharia law in parts of Britain. It's coming.
Be careful, I should say. We need to be prepared. Well, Prince Charles, did you remember the article a moment ago, is deeply troubled by the plight of Christians in the Middle East. And I want to ask Jack, is this a surprise? We can expect this, can't we, before the rapture, before the Lord takes his children home, Jack?
You better believe it. We think we're going to escape everything. I showed you just a couple of weeks ago this packet of 150 headlines where Muslims have killed hundreds of Christians. And since then, I've got another 50, so here are 200 headlines of just the last year or two to kill the children of God. They have already, over the years, 25 years, killed something like 15 million children of God, born-again Christians. And it's not going to stop. However, as we're approaching the final time, because there are 1,000 signs, 500 point to this hour which we're experiencing, and 500 when we return with Christ. Now, let me tell you this. The rapture is coming. It's right at the door. It's nearer than when we believe, Paul said. And that's the rapture of the body, when he says, come up hither, and our bodies go and meet our loved ones in Christ in heaven in 11/100ths of a second, the twinkling of an eye. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them, the dead, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And guess what? This happens before the great hour, the 21 judgments of tribulation take place, when millions are slaughtered, one half of the population of the world, but we'll be gone then. Oh, we'll see some of it right now, but we're going home. Why? Because Revelation 3:10 says, I will keep you out of the hour of testing which comes upon the whole world. Now, after we're gone, all hell breaks loose. 21 judgments. And one of them is the greatest war in history in Revelation 9:14-18. Loose the four angels bound in the great river Euphrates. Hey, that's the Middle East. That's where our troops have been. Euphrates River. To slay a third part of mankind. And it says, by these three was the third part of men killed. Fire, smoke, brimstone, atomic warfare. And these guys have got it. Pakistan has it. Iran's going to get it. And when they get it, they're going to use it. But praise the Lord, I believe we'll be gone. Now, someone says, now I can prove that we're going through the tribulation as the church. Why? Because all that killing is going on in Revelation 6, verse 9, and Revelation 20, verse 4. No. You got it all wrong. After we're gone, believe it or not, the greatest revival in history takes place. What? Yeah, the Holy Spirit has left. He's omnipresent ever at all times. And guess who brings the revival? Oh, somebody's not going to like this. The 12 tribes of the children of Israel, Revelation 7, verses 4 to 8. And it says, I saw a multitude which no man could number like the sand of the sea, verse 9. And these are they who have come out of the great tribulation to wash their robes white in the blood of the Lamb. Millions saved. Now, that's the crowd that faces the beheading by the Islamic terrorists. Revelation 6, 9, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. And Revelation 20, verse 4, this is pinpointing Islam. I saw the souls of them that were beheaded. That's their way of doing it. Oh, man. But remember, the rapture first. We'll see some of it. We're going to be gone. But when the onslaught comes, the believers who get saved during the tribulation are going to have a hard time. But then Christ comes back and puts a stop to the war and stop to the killing, Revelation 11:18, and sets up his kingdom. And this is the Prince of Peace, Jesus, setting up a kingdom where there'll be no more death. Amen.
We know who the real Jesus is. The real Jesus is the Son of God, Savior of the world, the one that if you put your faith and trust in him because he died on Calvary, will save you. Oh, how I pray that if you've not opened your life and heart to the Lord to be forgiven of your sins, that you'll do it right now as Jack prays. Jack?
God will save anyone who call on him. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord Jesus shall be saved. And here's, I want you to say after me as you call, Lord Jesus, Savior of the whole world, thank you for Calvary. Thank you for the agony you suffered on my behalf. I should have been on that cross for my own sin, but you took it all on you. Jesus, thank you. And today I accept you as my Savior, now and forevermore. Come into my heart, Jesus. In your name I pray this. Amen.
Amen. Come into my heart, Jesus. Did you pray that prayer? If you did, the Savior came in and he forgave you of your sins. And he'll take you to heaven one day to live with him forever. I trust that you did pray and accept the Lord as your Savior. How we need to be putting our faith in the real Jesus, the Jesus of the Bible today. I trust that you did this. And if you did, please write to me. There's my address. I'll send you this little booklet, First Steps in a New Direction. Perhaps you're hooked on something. Drugs is going wild everywhere. And alcohol, maybe you're hooked on those, or something else, illicit sex. The Lord will free you. He'll forgive you. He'll walk with you every day. I trust that you did this a moment ago with Jack. First Steps in a New Direction. The Lord Jesus, the real Jesus, will walk with you every day of your life. And now, our offer of the week. Oh, you need to have this. Here is our announcer to tell you how you can receive it. Important that you get it.
To order your copy of the DVD, When Death Was Defeated, for a donation of $24.95, or the Jack Van Impe Prophecy Bible with the DVD for a donation of $59.95, have your credit card ready and call toll-free 24 hours a day, 1-800-JVI-7777. To order by mail in the U.S., send your donation to Jack Van Impe Ministries, Box 7004, Troy, Michigan, 48007. In Canada, send your donation to Jack Van Impe Ministries of Canada, Box 1717, Postal Station A, Windsor, Ontario, N9A6Y1.
How important it is for you to understand and have this wonderful video. It's good equipment to fight evil, believe me. So make the order, call right away, or write to us. You know, friends, I do want to say thanks to Jack. He's memorized so much of the Word of God. So often we do just the opposite. And I want to leave you with this thought. Many people put their Bible on the shelf instead of in their heart. How we need to be living the Word of God every single day. It will comfort you, bless you, and guide you in this life. We're going to look forward to being in your home again next week. And until then, please remember, God cares for you. So do we so very much.